This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Monday morning, everybody, and welcome to our new starting time of 10 o'clock Eastern. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings from in Norman, Oklahoma. I can't say I'm from here yet. In Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 5th, episode 2051, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
I think you actually have to be in Oklahoma for about 30 years to say you're from Oklahoma. So it's going to be a while.
It's Monday.
True.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
Well, we were gave an extra hour this morning. It gave us to get ready to talk about politics today. This show is going to be entirely political. We are going to cover all the local races all over the country. And
he's being sarcastic. I can't even let you finish that sentence. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Because Election Day is tomorrow, and we're your place where there will be no politics talked about today.
None. Not a bit.
Not a thing.
Do you know what? Actually, we are going to talk about campaigns. We're going to talk about Monomoy Girls campaign post Breeders' Cup. That's the only campaign we're going to talk about.
And you don't even have to vote for her tomorrow. It's already done.
She already won it. Cool. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. If you don't know who won the Breeders' Cup, then skip the first half hour of the show. Or stay with us. We're going to play the races anyway. So you'll have them. It'll be fine. But no politics. That's, it's so funny because in 2016, we got so many emails saying, I listen only because you guys don't talk about politics. I don't think they actually liked the show. I think we just didn't talk about politics. And that's why they listen.
Why would we talk about this? If you are coming to our show to hear about politics, you have not figured out how to do a search on iTunes for the shows you want.
Yeah. And the last, you don't want to take betting picks from Jamie and I. You also don't want to take our political opinions because you'll be led down the wrong path forever. So anyway, we're not going to talk about politics, but Jennifer is going to tell us what we are going to talk about.
What we are going to talk about coming up on today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition, following our quick and dirty look at how much money Jamie lost betting on the Breeders' Cup, we're going to chat with Laura Tyler, and she has figured out what you're going to do with the 25 miles of baler twine laying around your barn that you didn't use to fix the fencing. And then it's time for First World Equestrian Problems, our favorite on Mondays. And then the Wacky World of Horse Nation has some No Stirrup November help. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Leslie was like, when I told her we were moving an hour later, she's like, oh, good.
See?
Because Leslie, some Mondays was sounding a little tired. So I think we'll have a more awake, alert Leslie now, to be honest. We'll find out in an hour. And welcome to all the live listeners that are tuning in that followed instructions and listened to the show.
This is what we do.
Happy birthday to Monty Roberts' wife, Pat. It's her birthday. I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? So happy birthday to Pat. Lovely, lovely lady. And also happy birthdays to Lindsay Roush, our terrific auditor, Lynn Bishop, an auditor, Margaret Klenner, and Laura Gladden. We have a bunch of auditors today with birthdays, so happy birthday to all of you.
What happened to my baby Zara Winnie.
I hit the
You're
wrong
button.
No, it's okay. Like playing a video game here with my thing. It moves. And I'm trying to hit the
wrong All button. Right, cool. Well, my daily Winnie, I'm going to give it to Robin Donaghy because, and somewhat to Chad, because Robin was asking me, she wants another horse. She's an auditor. And she was asking me.
Didn't she just get another horse? She got white Patron.
Exactly. She wants another one. She needs another one, Glenn. That's basically what it is. And so she was asking me, I was like, get it. Obviously get it. Save it. Do it. And she's like, I need to know what you are slipping into Chad's breakfast that makes him tell you, get it, go for it. And so I'm going to tell you the exact perfect example of yesterday, why my husband lets me buy horses. Okay, here we go. He's on a trip. Okay. He's on a trip. Flying God knows where at this point. I don't even know. I think he slept in Vegas last night. So he's on this trip. I'm living in a 1,000 square foot home with a 5-year-old, 8 horses, and 4 dogs. Okay. Here, I'm just painting the picture. He calls me yesterday morning and I answer the phone and put it on speaker. I'm like, hello. He's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, it's fine. Lucas, put that down. Okay. Yeah. You come on in. It's okay. Here we go. Stop barking. Shh. Okay. Lucas, I'll be with you in a minute. I'm like, babe, the carpet guy's here. Lucas is freaking out. The dogs are barking at the carpet guy. I've got all sorts of crap. I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, I was just calling to say hi. I'm like, great. Have fun. I hope you slept well. I don't have time for you right now. I can't even deal with it. He's in the hotel. Like, you got 8 hours. I don't want to talk to you right now. Blah, blah. Done. He calls me. After his next trip, he always calls me when he lands because I told him, just let me know you land. And I answered the phone. And he's like, I just pick up the phone. I go, hello? And he's like, hey. I'm like, hey, baby, what's up? How are you? Where in the world are you? And he's like, he goes, there you are. You're back. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you're back. I called you earlier and this was not the you I spoke to. And I was like, oh yeah, I just got done riding. So that is why he goes, and this is why you will always have a horse. If you act like a crazy person and then you're sane after you ride your horse, that's why you get a horse. He knows that being married to me, if I don't have a horse to ride, things are not good. Things are not good at all. So,
and that is true with 99.9% of the horse women out there. That is so true.
So you want to know what I put in his Cheerios? A little dose of unhappy, a little dose of crazy. That's what I put in his Cheerios.
I think Jennifer's been without a horse, what, for 1 year, Jennifer? One and a half years, maybe, and the whole time we've been married. And
it was a dark time.
She was not happy. No, it was not happy at all.
I didn't even realize how different it made. I don't think I realized how different it made me. Just by where I'm like, I didn't even really, I sat on him for just a minute, but I was working on like coming to the mounting block and moving away from pressure and just playing with my horse. As opposed to drilling, you know, I mean, I don't even know. I didn't even know that I would answer the phone differently. But I'm like, I'm in the car heading to Home Depot. And I'm like, hello, how's it going? By the way, speaking of heading to Home Depot, which I've been to 4 times in the last 2 days, and it's not that close. I will be constructing something today. My husband is gone and I need some stuff taken care of. And by God, I'm going to do it. And it involves wood and nails and cement. Okay. No. I'm building a structure. I cannot not have cross ties anymore. I just can't do it. There's nothing to tie the horses to. There's no hitching post. There's no cross ties. I have a run-in shed and a round pin. And this is, and the rest of it is just a huge field, which is lovely and wonderful. And I'm not complaining about it, but I am telling you, I'm going to build some stuff today. Y'all watch out.
Do you know what a level is?
No. What are you talking about?
Well, then I predict a 45 degrees on the posts for the cross ties.
Oh, I do need a little bubble. What's one of the bubble things?
Right? Yes. That'll make sure that your posts are straight up and down and not angled off to the left or far to the right.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. All I did was
the Leaning Tower of Pisa can do it. Come on.
I need to level them when they're straight too, don't I? When the posts go in the ground. Okay, yes. I'll work on that. Now I've got to go to Home Depot again.
I'm getting a call later in the day. How did I do this again? And where does the bubble need to be?
You know what? That DeWalt better be charged because I'm going to start drilling some stuff.
All right, let's talk racing. Speaking of horses, some horses did some stuff over the weekend.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We had a Breeders' Cup, and let's just go over the two that you're finding out about, the drama that will unfold with the Horse of the Year in the Eclipse Awards. Because if Accelerate wins the Breeders' Cup Classic, there's a lot of people that think he should be the Horse of the Year and win the Eclipse Award. But this is also the same year that we had a Triple Crown winner named Justify. So there's some drama here. But let's just see who won the Breeders' Cup Classic.
All right, Accelerate's in there, ready for the start. They're off in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Lone Sailor was off to a slow beginning, and Mendelssohn is sent down there by Ryan Moore to grab the lead. McKinsey is close to, and as is Thunder's Nose, down on the inside. Then it's West Coast. Accelerate will be fifth in the early stages, and now he's going to come to the inside to save a little bit of ground. Then it's Roaring Lion, followed by Pavel. Mind Your Biscuits, six lengths off the lead through a flashy opening quarter mile in 22.68 seconds. Very, very fast for this distance. Catholic Boy is back around seven lengths off the lead at this stage. Then it's Axelrod, followed by Gunavera. Yoshida, Discreet Lover, and Lone Sailor at the back of the pack, but the pace could help them as Mendelssohn speeds to the backstretch in front. McKinsey, three quarters of a length off of him. Thundersnow and West Coast are together. They are third and fourth. 46.46 was the half, so the pace has moderated somewhat. A length and a half back to Pavel, who's followed on the outside by Accelerate, the favorite, who's six right now, just poked his head into fifth, and he's four lengths off the lead. Roaring Lion is coming under pressure on the inside. Catholic Boy is outside of horses with Mind Your Biscuits, and Axelrod is sent through inside of them. Gunavera, 12 lengths behind at this stage, then Discreet Lover, Yoshida, and the trailer is Lone Sailor, three quarters, 110.61. Hey! They move into the far turn with Mendelssohn, McKinsey, West Coast, and now Accelerate makes it four across the track as they round the far turn. And then it's Thundersnow running in fifth on the inside. Axelrod is sixth outside of them and under a drive. And then it's Pavel. Yoshida still about seven lengths behind, but he's unwinding and coming wide. And they're into the stretch. And it's Accelerate. And on the inside, Mendelssohn, Thundersnow roaring up between those two as they arrive at the eighth pole. Then Yoshida, Axelrod, Gunavera's closing in late. It is Accelerate. He's coming down to the 16th pole in front. Thundersnow on the inside is next. Then Mendelssohn, Gunavera, and Yoshida on the far outside. They're coming to the wire. And Accelerate wins the Breeders' Cup Classic for John Sadler.
Woo! And speaking of John Sadler, he finally gets his victory. He was 0 for 41 in Breeders' Cup starts. He had a filly that was in an earlier race. She lost. So now he is 1 for 43. But you know what? By God, he got the big one. That's for dang sure. $6 million purse.
Yeah. And the winner took home $3.3 million. Not too bad. Do you want to hear a little bit of the press conference with him?
Yeah.
All right. So here's what he had to say. Maybe.
Poor guy was
joined
just
now
hammered.
Also, of course, by winning trainer John Sadler. Congratulations, John. I'll get the obvious question out of the way first. You hit the board 10 times in Breeders' Cup races, but this was your first victory. Is it a big weight off your back?
Yeah, I'm thrilled, no doubt. I mean, this is what I do every day, every year for my whole career. So in order to get the big one, I couldn't ask for a better day.
And Costa talked about the race itself. Accelerate held up the start for quite a while there. Is that something he had done before? And yes or no, whether he had or hadn't, were you concerned at that point that something might be amiss?
He's been tricky at the gate at times. We schooled him here in Louisville at the gate, and they kind of seemed to get like what we were telling him, how he likes to likes to go in the gate. If you grab his ear, they did it last time at Santa Anita. He kind of resented it. Today, I know they didn't grab his ear. They just kind of smooched to him behind, and he'll get in. He's a little tricky because as a five-year-old, when we school him in the morning sometimes, he knows the difference. You know, so if you take him there a lot in the morning, it just doesn't really help him. So they just have to kind of watch him. But I thought he'd be fine in the gate. Once he got in there, he looked like he was good and broke good.
Now, are you going to keep him around for the Pegasus, or does he have to go?
We have an option to run him in the Pegasus. Plan right now is he'll probably go up to Lane's End Farm in Lexington tomorrow, and they'll show him there as a stallion this week. We'll bring him back to California, and if all's good, we'll probably go in the Pegasus, kind of a la Gunrunner of last year, and then he'll go off to stud.
So were you concerned when he had all the trouble getting in the gate? It was like, oh, there we go.
Do you know how mad it makes me watching them? I like can't even watch these guys load the horses anymore, because it has happened at every Breeders' Cup, and I don't know why. It's like they use the same gate crew, and every year, all they do, they walk right up to the horses, grab them by the ear, twist the ear, and pull them in. Yep. Whether they need it or not, it makes me so mad. And obviously, I'm so glad he said something about it and finally convinced them to not grab the ear. But oh my God, it makes me crazy, because I have a racehorse that I just got who, by God, you can touch his right ear, but you don't come near that left ear. Mm. And it just ruins the horses. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing that? Sorry.
Yeah, I don't like my ear twisted either.
No, and you know what else is really starting to bother me too? I watched the races in Europe, and they're allowed to hit the horses three times, I think, in the backstretch or whatever. Oh my God. These jockeys are whipping these horses every stride.
And actually,
it's really starting to piss me off.
When I was watching, I was just watching because I was watching the video here this time, and I was watching and I was noticing that he actually used the whip less on accelerate than the others were.
Yes, it's like they figured out he's sensitive.
Yeah, and if he doesn't like his ear messed with, he's not going to like that either. So
no.
Yeah, but yeah, with Gunavera and Thundersnow. By the way, did any of us win anything? Because I didn't. I had the biscuit one.
I don't even
one.
Remember.
the biscuit one. I didn't win anything.
I think I had Thundersnow.
So yeah, we didn't do too well.
Right, now the distaff, we have got to talk about this one, because there's a filly in the distaff, Monomoy Girl, and she has won the Arc de Triomphe two times the last 2 years. The I wanted to say it really nice and French sounding, but I couldn't. and she's won every race in Europe. And so they were going to run this filly against these boys. And so the whole story with the distaff, is she going to be able to come from Europe and win the distaff? And so let's see if she can beat all the other mares that are in this race.
She goes in. They're all in line. They're off in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. Abel Tasman did not break all that well, and Mike Smith's really trying to motivate her. It is Wonder Gadot who goes out to the early lead. And Monomoy Girl is right to the outside. Abel Tasman is up in the mix now. She's third and down toward the rail. And then comes Mopetism in fourth, moving into that turn. Then it's Blue Prize on the outside. Champagne Problems riding the rail under Calvin Burrell, scraping it, in fact, as they make their way around that turn. And then on the outside comes Midnight Bizou. And they're being followed by Verve's Tale. Veiled Dory is next. La Force and Wildcat at the back of the pack. 23.39 the opening quarter mile. Up the back stretch they go. Wonder Gadot leads the way. And then it's Bonneboy Girl, the Kentucky Oaks winner. Last year's Kentucky Oaks winner. Abel Tasman is third on the inside. And they're being followed in fourth by Blue Prize, then Mopetism, Champagne Problems on the inside. Midnight Bizou is six lengths off the lead as they continue through a 47.57 half mile. Then Verve's Tail, Veiled Dory, wide at the half mile pole. La Force is next, and Wildcat. They make their way into the far turn. Wonder Gadot is the leader. Monomoy Girl breathing down her neck on the outside, and Blue Prize is right there too. Abel Tasman is retreating on the far turn. She's back in sixth. Mike Smith wants more from her, but she's not giving it today. Meanwhile, Monomoy Girl is taking the lead at the top of the stretch. Blue Prize runs at her. The two of them turn for home with Midnight Bizou, third on the outside. 3/16 to go. Monomoy Girl to catch. Florent Giroux goes to an all-out drive. Blue Prize trying to stick with her. Midnight Bizou continues to move down the center. Monomoy Girl is 16th to go. Blue Prize, Wildcat finishing well on the inside. Then comes Midnight Bizou. Monomoy Girl has won the distaff.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this, by the way, this mare has run both directions. Nobody talks about that. Isn't that like really hard to go left and to go right? Well,
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Because usually they don't do that well when you get them after they're retired. They can't go the other direction.
They can't go right. Like all my experience with off the track is, they only pick up the left lead.
Yeah, no right leads at all. You know, I just was noticing now that I watched this race. First of all, Monomoy Girl didn't have any dirt on her at all. She was completely clean, kept across. But he didn't use the whip once.
No. I'm
not
telling
once.
You.
Yeah.
It's you know what? The last race, if you watch where she got disqualified, remember, horses are into pressure. And if you, like, you got your horse in the cross tie and you go to push them over, they immediately lean back against you. That's just how that's genetically coded in their DNA. I could explain why, but I'd talk too long about it. So they, in the last race, started whipping her on the right side and she ran to the right. And so I think they got a little smarter. Like, you know, if you whip her, she will run into the whip. It's just how they genetically are coded. So it was interesting to see that they did not do that. And look how much straighter she traveled. She still kind of goes to the outside a little bit, but she's traveled so much straighter. And that gives you a length, you know, in the victory. So it was really exciting. And
well, we could see her back because it says they might take a look at her for the Pegasus also. So
that's the thing. And they are, I mean, why wouldn't you?
$10 million
race, winner take all, let's go. Yeah. So they are going to talk about, by the way, her owners. They never talk about her owners. Michael Dubb, Monomoy Stables, and the Elkstone Group, and Bethlehem Stables. That's a lot of stables that own this one particular horse. Anyway, they're going to try to bring her back. Yeah, I think they're going to give her a complete break right now and then just bring her back to Gulfstream to the Pegasus. So cool. Thanks for getting that audio. That was
You're
exciting.
Welcome. Well, now while we're on the topic of Churchill Downs, can we do the loser of the week? Why don't we do that?
Oh, God. Hey, if you Google Breeders' Cup to get results or to read about it, this is the only dang thing that comes up.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Well, Michael Wells Rhody decided to get good and drunk like people do at the Breeders' Cup. And then he decided it'd be a really good idea to find a horse and get on it and ride out to the track. Apparently, that's exactly what 24-year-old Michael Wells Rhody did. I loved how the police wrote it in the police report. He was manifestly under the influence.
Manifestly?
Yes,
that is the term for incredibly hammered.
Yes. Snockered is the other word for that. First of all, a cop that knew the word manifestly and put it in his report impresses the hell out of me to begin with. He went into a restricted area, mounted a horse, and rode it out of the tunnel and on to the track entrance. Police said that when he was asked to leave, he became disorderly. No kidding. They charged him with alcohol intoxication and disorderly conduct. Is there video? I didn't see video. I wish there was video. There's going to be video. Somebody rolled video on this.
And they didn't charge him with theft of horse. And I wonder if that's because in Kentucky, that's like a crime punishable by death. And he was just a drunk guy. They were trying to be nice. But I mean, how hammered do you have to be to see? I don't think he grabbed a racehorse.
It had to be one of the pony horses,
had to
right?
Be a pony horse. And how much do you think that guy's getting crushed? You know, that this guy, he's got his pony. The horses out to the track. He gets off. He's like, hey, can you hold my horse for a second?
I gotta go
to the bathroom.
Yeah.
and gives it to another pony guy. Well, he's talking to some other buddy else. And then the pony girl's chatting away. And then all of a sudden, where'd the horse go? Like comes out. Where's my horse? I don't know. Where did it go? This dumbass grabbed him and tried to ride him on the track. Oh my God.
So yes, it was funny, and he definitely gets loser of the week. Yet, and a friend of ours apparently knew who he was because she posted on her Facebook page, so happy to know him.
Oh my God.
He actually does know people. So there's that.
I thought it was fake story, but actually is a real story.
It is. Really it was covered. Every news resource in the world has covered the guy who was manifestly under the influence. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to talk a little bit before we get to our guest. And we are, you know, today's goal was to keep as far away from politics as we could. So now we have talked about racing, and which probably brings a little bit of politics in it. But I guarantee you the next thing we talk about is not political in any way, shape, or form at all. But we're going to get to that in a minute, because first we have to talk about Omega Alpha. And I happen to know that you had a shipment shipped in because you need to get restarted with all your Omega Alpha products now that you moved all the horses.
Well, after we talked to Dr. Cheng last week, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, he is right. I have been just sitting on these guys. I mean, I've only had them for like a week or two, but I just really feel like I needed to get started on kind of promoting healthy gut. They're both racehorses. They both were at the track, and they both, one of them definitely had some poor diet and things like that. So anyway, what I did was we now have them on the Gastra FX, Biotic 8, Regenerec, which is, I'm actually going to have to give that, you give it separately. And then they're also on the Minerec. So the vitamin mineral supplement and the Biotic 8 and the Gastra FX are the three things that they're getting in their meals twice a day. And I will keep you guys up to date on the process. I'm telling you, Rocket, the red one, the chestnut, you touch him on his side and he cow kicks. Just kind of under, like if you touch him on the belly area, because you can just tell he's super uncomfortable. So I can't wait to see what the Minerec and Biotic 8 does for the Minerec for his entire body. And Groot has a terrible hair coat and kind of got some rain rot stuff going on. So I can't wait to see what it does for him, getting him healthy. The Biotic 8 to return the intestines and gut to the right flora, to have the prebiotics and the probiotics in there. And then also to have the Gastra FX, which is kind of helping with any sort of ulcerations that they might have. And then we'll get in. I'll talk about the other supplement next week. I don't want to give it all away. But I think we're going to be on the right track to some really healthy racehorses, thanks to all the guys and the science at Omega Alpha Equine. You can find it. Now, their website's different. It's just OmegaAlpha.com, Glenn.
OmegaAlpha.com. Yep,
yeah,
that's
just
simple.
Simple and easy. And here's the frightening thing. You can get Omega Alpha products on Amazon. Trust me. I know. Amazon.com sells our products. Oh my God. But I mean, it's over, like selling it through there or whatever, all the different, but yeah, Omega Alpha on Amazon.com. Watch out. Chad, he's going to get the bill and be like, what? I don't know. I had to have it.
It's all mine.
I have my own credit card from Amazon.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but since this show started this morning, and I don't know if you get these, but I have been getting political texts like 10 a day. And
what?
They are exempt from the no text, no call thing. So you can get all the political calls and texts all day long and you can't stop them.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah, I'm getting them like crazy. Now, I think I'm registered as an independent, which could be why I'm getting them, right? So, and then I've been getting phone calls like crazy. And since we started the show a half an hour ago, I've gotten two texts and two phone calls in a half an hour, all political. So I said to Denise, our guest wrangler, I said, it's a day before election. Let's find something that nobody can get even remotely political about, that is far away from politics as you can get. And she came up with Baylor Twine. Yes, Baylor Twine. Because you know what? We all deal with Baylor Twine. I don't know about your barn, but we have a stack of Baylor Twine. We hang him on a peg, on a big nail in the hay room, and I swear there's 10 pounds of baler twine hung there. Because for some reason, I just can't throw it away, because you might use it eventually. Now, I don't know what we're going to do with literally a million strings of baler twine. But we found Laura Tyler, and she is with the Fort Collins Conservation District, and they have an actual recycling program. I don't know if it's the only one in the country. We're going to find out. Laura, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So there actually is a recycling program for baler twine?
There is here in Colorado.
Wow. Okay. So tell us, how did that start and what do you do with it?
Well, it started in about 2012 when a landowner just happened to ask the local NRCS office if there was something that could be done. So they passed it on to me and I started researching it. And found a place in Minnesota that was recycling it. But then they quit doing that. So we are fortunate in Colorado in the fact that our Department of Health and the Environment puts a little fee on the landfill fees. And then all that money goes into a pot to help the environment. So last year, we received a grant to buy a processing machine that will process, it chops and melts the twine and turns it into manufacturing pellets so that the pellets can be made into buckets or tubs that you use in the kitchen.
Oh, is that right? I was wondering what you used it for. Yep. After you, so they basically grind it up and make it into mush and then make it into pellets.
Yeah, they melt it and then it goes through an extruder. It's a pretty fancy machine. And it processes other recyclables too, but it's wonderful that the twine can be reused into something useful.
Now, I'm assuming this is only the plasticky twine and not the old baler twine, baler twine.
Well, the old sisal twine is actually biodegradable. So if you just throw that out
in
the environment, it'll just go back to the earth.
Because this plastic
twine, we can't use.
Yeah. I never thought about that. And I guess most of them are plastic now that we're getting in, I think. Most of them are.
Pretty much.
I saw something the other day I haven't seen in a long time. I saw a bale come through with two different colors of plastic twine. It was like, I don't ever see that. I don't know why that stuck out to me.
Yeah.
It's looking at 30 years of hay bales, you notice little things. So how do people get it to you, and are they doing it? Are you seeing people actually get their baler twine to you?
Well, actually, we used to get calls from all over the country and even from other countries. So I tried to construct a website that people can use in their own area, because part of the recycling is for the environment. And if you are trucking twine all the way across the country, then you're kind of defeating your purpose. So the idea is to start local collection sites. And then build a program within your own state, because it just isn't practical, because there isn't money available to truck it across the whole country. There are a few batch recyclers that will buy it, but a lot of that's changed because the recycling market is completely different since China won't accept these things.
Right. Huh. Very good. Well, so now how do people locally get it to you? Are they just bringing it to the land or to the recycle center? Is that what they're doing?
Well, locally we have collection sites at feed stores, and then we've gotten the 4-H and FFA involved, because there's a certain amount of sorting that needs to be done. Although some people have saved their twine for years and years, and then their neighbor tells them, oh, guess what? You can recycle it. And they just take that whole pile of twine on the back of their truck and drop it off. They forgot that there's soda cans and vet needles and hay hooks and all kinds of things in that pile. So we do have that piece that we always need some volunteers to go through the twine and take out the trash, also big chunks of hay or something like that, before it's sacked up and taken to the recycler. The recycler is in Johnstown, Colorado, which is pretty close to Greeley. And so a lot of local people just take it in there. A lot of our FFA groups here take it in there. And we have a contract with that recycler for a f- for 3 years, but they'll pay 10 cents a pound for it delivered. And then we have some dairies that collect it in big bins, and then the recycler sends a truck up to collect that, but then they charge for the transportation. So it's definitely not a money-making business, but it is nice to know that it's coming out of the environment, because it's a real hazard for wildlife, and it's just not what you want laying all over your land.
Well, and you can find out more. There's actually a website. It's called TwineRecycling.com. TwineRecycling.com is where you can find the website. If you want to learn more or get more information about it, that's where you can do it. I don't think we have a truckload out in the barn yet. It's not quite that big a pile.
You will.
I didn't ever thought about the dairy farmers. They probably do have a truckload. Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining us and for doing good work for the environment.
You're welcome. It was great to talk to you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we have Glenn's, a stack.
Yeah. Well, now that I'm the new hay that I've been getting here, it is like the hay in Kentucky. It is metal around.
Oh, is it really? I hate that.
Ugh, I'm like, what do I do with all this stuff? What am I supposed to do with it? I figure I can start making like horses out of the, you know, the like make
dirt. Wow. Sure.
And then you cut it and it twangs. And then if you, the hard part about the metal, depending on how thick it is, you know how you have to retie your bale every once in a while to move it around for whatever reason?
Yeah.
It's almost impossible. Yeah. You can't do it. Yeah. I haven't seen the metal in a while. That we did see that more in Kentucky. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I haven't seen that in a while. We have the best actual garbage system here. We bring all our garbage to one place, all the recycling, refrigerators, whatever you want to bring. It's in one spot. You bring it in, drop it off. You're done. Doesn't cost anything. It's so nice here. You won't have that in Oklahoma. You're lucky they take your garbage. So
you don't even know if they do. Actually, I put cans out this morning. We'll see what happens.
All right. Before we get to do we have any first world problems? Is there any question first world problems? Okay.
I got so many that there's a lot that I had to leave out. I'm really sorry for those people that didn't get to hear theirs, but you're living it, so you're welcome.
All right. Before we get to that, I want to talk about the National Horse Show. Of course, it is the National Horse Show. It's been going for 135 years here in the United States. We covered it a couple of years ago. We went for a couple of years to the National Horse Show. It's in Kentucky at the Kentucky Horse Park. And part of the National Horse Show, of course, is the Buclay National Championships, which is the championships for the juniors. Been around forever. You know, past winners of the Buclay have been Bill Steinkraus, Frank Chapeau, and George Morris. All are graduates of the Buclay and have won that in the past. Now, that was a long time ago. But so, since 1933, they've been doing the Buclay. And this year, we have to congratulate Sam Walker of Ontario, Ontario, Canada was the winner and the newest champion. So, congratulations. Now, if we got to see the Buclay 1 year, and that is 175 pairs, horse rider combinations over 1 day. And then the top 25 at the end of the day get picked to do another round of hunters at the end of the day. I will tell you, that's kind of like watching dressage after a while, when you watch 175 of them in 1 day. Jennifer, you did it. You made it through that marathon, didn't you? You watched the entire thing 1 day.
Yeah, my butt was numb. Yeah,
it's a long day of watching them go around. But
you know what? I have judged a hunter show, a couple hunter shows at Midway College, and I'm not kidding you. I don't know how you keep track of that. I mean, like, I was already like flipping through the papers, like, who did I pick? I was like the most disorganized hunter jumper judge ever. I mean, ever. I don't know how you would sort through 175 rides.
It's crazy. And
like, you know what? I like that one that went earlier in the day. Hold on.
Exactly. Exactly. But congratulations there. And then also, of course, the big show jumping event of the weekend is the 2018 National Horse Show, was the $250,000 Longines FEI World Cup 4-star. And any guesses, you guys who might have won that?
Michael Young.
BZ Madden.
Yep. Jennifer, you got it. BZ Madden. She added to her winning streak with her horse, Hiron Court. Ended up taking the big money home over the weekend. So no big surprise there. BZ wins again. And apparently
it's either going to be BZ Madden or, you know,
This is the big news. Apparently, every seat was taken. It was a packed house. Now, when we went years ago, was the first year they moved the National out of New York down to Kentucky, and it was half full. So apparently now it's become a thing, and people are attending, and it was a packed house. So congratulations to everybody at the National, and good job. All right, first world problems.
Let me remind you that if you have an equestrian problem, it is a first world problem, no matter what. That's just where we live. Now, these are submitted by our auditors. So just another reason to join the auditors group. You can do that, horseradionetwork.com?
Yep, and look for the auditor banner.
And they're submitted by y'all, so don't hate the messenger. I'm just telling you. And what I love about this segment is we all know how ridiculous we are, just so you know. Danny said, I get to go watch a beautiful dressage clinic today at my friend's barn, but now I want a $50,000 stallion imported from Spain. Girl, don't we all? Julie says, I didn't get to a lot of these because there's so many great ones. And Glenn won't let me do this segment for 2 hours, which is what I would love to do. Julie said, I just had my horse's winter blankets laundered, but I don't want to put them on because now they'll get all muddy. Ugh. You know what? After they get laundered, I'm learning they're not as waterproof. Rachel says, I'm watching the free live stream of the AQHA World Show on the free Wi-Fi at work. But since it's dinner time, everybody's on the Wi-Fi, so it keeps stopping to buffer in the middle of people's rides. So selfish.
That is a first world problem.
Yeah. Kimberly.
But a very annoying one.
It's so annoying. I know. It's terrible.
Yeah, especially know that you live with no internet anywhere.
I did not realize that was for real. Like when you guys were like, oh, you're not going to have internet in Oklahoma. No, I don't have internet in Oklahoma. I'm at my mother-in-law's house and I'm on dial up right now. Okay. God forbid it has the wind blows too hard. Okay. Moving on. Kimberly says, I finally lost enough weight to fit in my new black breeches from Horse Lovers. And then my husband put them in the dryer.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That sounds like something I would do.
You know what? Stuff like that happens, and I want to freak out. Like, you dried my... You know what? He's doing laundry. How'd you get that?
Exactly. If you want your stuff clean, then you do the laundry. And not Haley. Shrunk.
Poor Haley. I don't know how she's surviving this one. The heater in my dual control panel SUV only works on the passenger side. So now I have to use the built-in seat heaters to keep warm. God. As long as you guys know how ridiculous you are, that's what's great about this. Lorene, oh my God, how are you dealing? Yesterday, while at the barn, I chipped my nail polish. And today I have to go to work and try to look neat and clean because I don't have time to redo my nails.
Okay, what percentage of the female horse population do you believe actually use nail polish?
You should see my fingers right now because I had to paint my nails purple to be Gamora and from Halloween. And you should see the mess of fingernail polish. Disgustingness. It's so gross. Yeah, Lorene wins. She's a better woman than I am. Chantel... I don't have an equestrian first world problem because I'm pregnant and I can't ride. You're the quitter, okay? You're the quitter. I rode till 8 months. Wasn't pretty, but by God, I needed the mental stimulation, as we talked about earlier.
Yep, they used the front end loader to get her up that high to put her on.
Let me tell you how long I rode. The last day I rode, I quit riding because I dismounted and broke my foot, okay? Because I'm that big of a fat ass that I was just this giant hippopotamus dismounting the poor horse that I was sitting on and broke my foot when I hit the ground. Okay. Side note. Carrie says, it is still nice enough here to trail ride, but it's hunting season, so I can't actually ride on our trails, and pretty soon it's going to snow. Ah, that is a problem, actually. I would go out in the woods and just take like the top of my trash can and like a hammer and just bang, 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 bang. You got to help all the animals out. You scare them all away. Nobody's going to get shot. Kristen says, I have a riding lesson on Tuesday.
You might get shot doing that if you did that in Pennsylvania.
Run away, Bambi. I have a riding lesson on Tuesday, but my imported bridle doesn't arrive until Wednesday. God. I'm going to have to like use a American brand in your lesson. Gross. Jessica says, SmartPak has these breeches that I want so bad, and the color is what I've been searching for. But I am 9 months pregnant, and I have no idea what size I would even order, but I have a coupon, and I want to use it. Let me tell you something. Order up. Order a larger size. Because once you have that baby and you start riding again, you know, you know what Chad used to say, 9 months, you know, it took 9 months putting it on. You get 9 months taking it off. And I was like, 9 months later, after I was like supposed to be 9 months off, I'm like, this bull, it's going to take 2 years to get it off. It did. It took like 2 years. So 9 months on, 9 months
off.
See,
maybe those girls that have babies every year have it right, because they just never have to worry about it. Just always on.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem with that is if it was me, I would just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Like my starting weight would be way higher than each time, you know. Sharon's, let me just talk. Just being pregnant sucks. I feel all of y'all.
We have a lot of auditors pregnant right now, too. There was a rash of them. I think we have like 20 auditors. They could start their own group. There's like a lot of them.
If you want some birth control, go back about 5.5 years. In the thing, and you'll hear me complaining about being pregnant.
Yes. And then get just fast forward about 9 months, and you'll hear the kid in the background every episode of every show.
Every episode of every show.
And then you'll hear her complaining about having a small kid and diapers.
Oh,
and all
my
of that.
God. I gotta go. He's crying again. I have this beautiful baby that's like healthy and normal. God. Talk about a first world problem. By the way, I have a first world problem for today. I told you guys my internet sucks. Yeah. Can't even. I have to commute to work now. I am at my mother-in-law's, and I have to commute to work. And by the way, my father-in-law is here when I get here. I have to get dressed. And for the first time, I think, ever doing this show, I am wearing a bra. And that is unacceptable. Regular pants and a bra is just not cool. For me when I'm doing
you this. Really need to get that you really need to get that internet figured out.
Well, it's supposed to be 4:30 in the morning when I do this show too. Okay.
You're the one that moved.
I know, it's ridiculous. Sharon says, I got my fancy new custom Western bridle, but now I have to get new reins that go with it, and they have to match too. Okay,
of course they do.
Lily says, I'm gonna read it
no matter the cost.
Okay, this is a woman who is going to law school, okay? And I'm going to read it the way she wrote it. Okay, so like, I'm unemployed, which means that I can spend more time with the ponies. Yay! But then, like, I'm also supposed to be studying for the law school admissions test. It's been 4 days since my job ended, and I haven't opened a book yet. The dang ponies are, like, so distracting. I swear it's not my fault. And I did not give you all the emojis in there.
Lily, is that how you sound?
I read it just like she read it. I hope she talks like that. I want to be her friend. I've got three more. Kristen Kovach-Bentley from horsenation.com. You can punch her when you see her for this one. I spent all weekend at the Breeders' Cup races, and now I'm tired.
Yeah, she was posting pictures all weekend from there. Yeah, tough job she's got.
Listener Jen sent this one in. I hate it when there's a super sale at the tech store and my horse hubby can't find anything to buy his pony except for cookies and another halter.
Don't know who that is. No idea who she's talking about.
How many halters can one pony
own?
That's
the only thing I can buy for him. He says
that. Why can't you buy more stuff than that?
Because he doesn't need anything.
Apparently, he doesn't need halters either.
Oh, so I took him for a walk this morning because I can do that now that we're starting an hour later. So I took him for a walk. It takes about an hour to walk around the neighborhood and the block I go. So I get exercise too, so I don't drive him. So I'm actually walking, hand walking him like a dog. And I didn't know if I started at 7:30. I didn't know if I, first of all, he was completely covered in mud. And I went out and went, screw it. I'm walking him. I'm not doing all that brushing stuff. I won't see anybody out today. There's never anybody out. I didn't know that it was school bus pickup time. Every kid in the world was out waiting for the school bus and all wanted to say hi to Scooter, who was covered in mud. So you could see him going, ooh. You know,
oh my God, you have a first world problem. Like, your pony was muddy and you were too popular.
I know. It took us like 15 minutes longer to get around because everybody had to say hi to Scooter. So now I know I have to start my walk a little later in the morning or it's going to be like that every day.
Oh my gosh, you're like that weird guy walking the pony.
Yes, exactly. 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 One of the mothers drove by and her daughter had stopped to pet Scooter. And the mother drove by and I saw her glaring at me. And it was like I just walked
my
pony.
Look like a weird, creepy guy walking around kids' school buses.
I know.
If my kid was out waiting for the school bus, I would park and watch you.
That's, you know, we've lived here for 6 years and that's the first time I've ever seen a kid waiting for a school bus. That's how much we don't go out in the morning. So now I know what time I shouldn't go. I will not be going.
Don't be the creepy guy looking at Leary.
I'm going to be going later in the morning now.
You guys want to pet my pony? Fun.
I know. You know what I thought about? They always say, if you go to the park and walk your dog, you'll pick up girls. Well, you could probably do that with a pony if you walked it in the park too.
True. So, all right. Yeah. Last first world problem. It comes from somebody named Wendy. It's November in Sarasota and about 80 degrees. And I get sweaty and cool off after I ride by jumping in the pool. But with this cool weather, the water is chilly. It's like 75 degrees. And my pool heater is broken. So now I'm going to have to spend more time at the beach where the water is warmer. God. That poor Wendy person. I
know
who that is.
I don't know who that is either, but she's got issues. She really does.
I don't know how she survives without her pool heater in Sarasota, Florida. Why on earth do you have a pool heater in Sarasota?
Oh, it's good. The water's like 65 here at our pool, too. It's pretty cold. It's pretty cold.
Oh, my God. I'm like worried about things freezing overnight. And you're like, oh, it's so cold.
It's only going to be 85 today. The water gets chilly at night. All right. So let's talk a little bit because we're going to be talking a lot about it because it is the 5th, which means we are 21 days from Radiothon. That's right. 12 hours live on Holiday Radiothon on November the 26th. If you go to the website right now at holidayradiothon.com and go to the prizes 2018 page, you will see that all the prizes are up. And we have over $4,000 worth of prizes there, including every hour we're going to be giving away $50 gift certificates from horselovers.com. We have four $50 gift certificates from Kelly Hurd Jewelry, and there's nothing better to do or to give away at Christmas time. Benefab Products has given away gift packs. We have horse holsters. We have stuff from Monty Roberts, including Dooley halters. We have Total Saddle Fit shoulder relief cinches to give away. We have products from Kentucky Performance Products and BioStar. Uncle Jimmy's is giving away one of everything he makes in a gift pack for $125. Your horses will be sugared up like crazy. We're giving away some flexin' forks. We are giving away also, of course, I talked about this last week, a custom product from Jean Abernathy of the Fergus fame, who draws the Fergus horse character. She will draw Fergus in a picture. You send her a picture of your horse, you in it or whatever, and she will draw Fergus into your picture. It's kind of cool how she does it, and I have a sample of it up there on that page. And then the grand prizes. We're going to be giving away also a grand prize of WeatherBeta products, including a sheet, a winter blanket, saddle pads, polos, all of that worth over $500 from WeatherBeta, and then also your choice of any Wintec saddle, which has a value of up to $1,500. So all of that you can get signed up for right now by going to holidayradiothon.com.
Jingle bells.
And click enter to win. Click enter to win, and you're going to find that Wendy and I have also put together, and we put out over the weekend, you'll have it on your feeds, our special preview of Radiothon. We do it every year, so you'll hear that. It's very short. It talks about how you can win, but you just have to submit us an entry. And the theme this year is, if your horse could talk, what would his or her say for their resolution for 2019? So pick one of your horses and tell us what they would say their resolution is for 2019. That could be a funny answer. That could be a serious answer. I see a lot of funny ones coming, but that's what our theme is. And you right now only have till the 19th to enter. So you have 2 weeks. This week and next week to enter, and we've noticed entries start coming in, so thank you for the people who have entered already. But sing us a song, write a poem, just tell us, call and tell us what your horse would say. We don't care. Get your entries in, and you'll find all the details at holidayradiothon.com. On the right-hand side of the page, if you're on your phone or on a laptop, you'll see a little button that says voicemail line. Click that, hit start recording, and you can record it. It'll automatically come to us through the website. So I'm going to give you a little example, and then we'll get, I'll just play a little bit of this one. This was last year. We played this in the 11 o'clock hour. It's a little mishmash of our entries for last year. And then we're getting to Leslie. Leslie's going to be joining us to talk about No Stirrup November. Good luck with that with your new horses there, Jamie. Good luck with that. That ought to be fun. Here's a sample. This will get you in the mood.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
Hi, this is Francine from horselovers.com. My ultimate horsey Christmas gift is back on track ceramic wraps and blankets. Enjoy these holiday voicemails from listeners throughout the world, brought to you by horselovers.com.
Waken in the still dark, sun comes soon. Happy munching, braid tightening. Give a final shine there, crisp and neat. Quickly now, cannot be late. Hacking along empty streets, chilly trot. Arrive at the fixture, those who know. Gather in stillness, then bow in reverent prayer. St. Hubert, keep us safe. Stirrup cup shared around warms the soul. All quiet now, move off as one. Memories and friends made, don't forget them. Traditions kept.
Hey guys, to get our warm, happy Christmas thoughts started off right, my cat and I are gonna sing you a song. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Betsy Swanson from Stockport, Pennsylvania, and I thought I'd share the story of my ultimate horsey Christmas gift. I was born back in the days before the internet and kids' TV shows ran commercials 24/7. Our holiday dreams started with the arrival of Sears Wishbook catalog. We had spent days scouring the pages for what we hoped Santa would bring. My family wasn't wealthy, and there were 5 of us kids, so we had to be selective. We would circle our favorite items and write our initials in case Santa got confused. The year I was 3.5 years old, I only wanted one thing, Blaze. He was white and black paint with a wide blaze. He was similar to Spring Horse, but mounted on a center framework, so he could move forward and backwards as well as up and down. Blaze had a string that when pulled, he'd whinny or say things like, "How about some hay?" The best part was that his legs would move in a trot motion when we rode. We had a couple of real quarter horses, but I really, really wanted one my own size, and my parents said I couldn't get a pony. Christmas morning arrived, and I went downstairs. It was still dark. I started yelling and woke everyone else up. I jumped on Blaze and rode all day and for years after that. I took great care of him, and we had many adventures. Eventually, my mother decided that she was tired of Blaze taking up so much space, and she gave him to our neighbor for her grandchildren without even asking me. I was not happy. But then, many years later, I got a call that Blaze needed a new home since he had again been outgrown. I got him back for my two children, who were then 2 and 4 years old. Blaze had had a rough time with the neighbors, had a crack in his saddle, his legs didn't move very well, and the string to make him talk was gone. I was very sad to see him looking Black Beauty-like, but my kids still got to ride and enjoy him. It wasn't until much older that I wondered how my parents had managed to afford such a wonderful gift for me. But that was my best Christmas gift ever. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, y'all. This is Erin Rogers, and I wanted to let y'all know what I would like in a future Christmas present. I would like a 15-hand done gelding, preferably about 5 or 6 years old, in ranch bred bulldog style. I would like one that has foundation bloodlines and preferably Sunny D bar. I'd like them to be able to neck rein, do a sliding stop, track cows, rope, basic ranch work. So that's what I would like in the future, and Merry Christmas.
So there you go. There were just some of them that we played from last year. As you see, you can do songs. You can have your kitty sing. By the way, that had to make you want a kitty. That it's crazy. Do you think that was fake cat? You know, we talk about fake horses. Do you think that was a fake cat noise and that she just dubbed in? I don't know.
I couldn't even guess.
Well, we have Leslie. You want to talk to Leslie?
I do. I always love talking to Leslie, and she's up an hour later, so she's had more coffee. Good morning.
Hey, buddies. How's it going?
Maybe she hasn't had more coffee. We don't know.
That's true. She might have just gotten up. She just slept later.
What's going on, girl?
Man, I'm just, have you guys talked about this yet? This headline, drunk man at Breeders' Cup tried to ride horse onto Churchill Downs track.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we did. Okay, but good. I need more information, because do you have any, being the media, do you have any more information than say he was manifestly drunk?
I'm very confused about this whole thing. Yeah. Like, what horse was it? Was it a racehorse? Was it a police horse? Was it?
We think it was a pony horse.
A pony horse. Okay.
Yeah. Because we think somebody got off, tied the horse to the railing, and went to the bathroom. And while they were gone, their horse got stolen by a drunk guy. That's my
theory.
They
will never hear the end of it ever in their entire life.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I have a lot of questions. I'm going to see if I can Facebook.
Have you found a video yet? There's got to be a video of this somewhere.
There's got to be a video. Who is this?
Everybody's
bright young citizen.
Who's this brave individual?
Brave.
He's a hero. I'm telling you, you can't find Breeders' Cup. We're going to cover it this morning. I'm trying to do some research.
Yeah,
you
I'm
can't
trying to
find.
I can't Breeders find this guy on
Facebook.
Wait a second.
Oh, you found him? He has a last name of Wells Rody. That's unusual.
Wells Rope. Boom.
You found him?
Yep. He is on the Facebooks. He works.
Oh, that's him.
He's single.
No.
Sorry, we've sidetracked this entire. What's 99? He's born in 94. That makes him.
Oh, he's at a construction. He works at a construction company.
Yep. He works. He's a baby. He's a 20?
He said he was 24.
24.
Yeah. What a ding dong.
He's a catch.
This is more interesting than what we were going to talk about. So
you can probably find him on Tinder too. Does anybody have Tinder? You can look him up there. See.
Yeah, he's single, ladies. Come and get him. Anyway, what were we going to talk about? Sorry, I just had to get that off my chest and talk to somebody about this.
That's way better, way more entertaining than talking about. Listen, Listen, I have two new racehorses, okay? Right off the track. You know, they're not no stirrup November ready, okay? Mm-hmm. Can't do that to myself. Am I going to be shamed in the world of no stirrup November if I, like, maybe push it back to February?
No, listen, yeah. Then you're just in time for giving up your stirrups for Lent. You have options. You can get this done.
Okay, so let's talk about week one with No Stirrup November. Like I said, you guys, those listening, Leslie invented No Stirrup November. She made it a thing. Maybe people did it, but nobody actually had like a hashtag for it or like
how
it was
many
called
years
that.
Ago was that, Leslie?
I don't know. I might be going Five? To hell for it. I'm sure people I'm universally hated right now.
And you started that with Horse Nation, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, I think, yeah, we kind of, I mean, I don't know if it was us that started it, but we certainly took it and made it a thing.
Yeah, you ran with it. It's true.
And there are some, I have to say, every year, I just am surprised, and it just seems to get crazier and crazier how demonic some of these trainers out there are. They are brutal. I mean, they just take the stirrups and leathers right off those saddles and hang them up in a, hide them away for the entire month. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I my students back in, by the way, I'm Facebook memories are so fun for me right now, looking back through all the horses that I've tortured myself on and tortured my horses probably too. But I'm also getting messages from my former students in Arizona with mothers, because they're all still doing it. They're all still, even without me hammering on them, they're all still doing No Stirrup November, even though I'm gone. So I'm a little proud. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little
proud. Yeah, it's so good for you. And I think if you've done it once, then I think you've seen, you know, that you're like, you get to the end of the month and you can actually tell a legit difference in your riding and your balance and your position and stability and your mighty inner thighs. but you know, since we did introduce this thing to the world, or at least make it a thing, Horse Nation has also tried to back it up with a little support, some helpful tips and a feeling of community. Like we don't want you to suffer. We want you to suffer, but we don't want you to suffer alone.
It's true. You have friends. So what do you guys friends. Do? I mean,
Kristen does a weekly social media roundup, where she kind of looks around and says, you know, inspirational things, general griping. And so she's put together the week one and it's a mixed bag. We got, Ann Krasinski, Olympic show jumpers has done a video for US Equestrian, posted on Twitter.
Ann Krasinski's doing No Stirrup November.
Yeah. Tips and favorite exercises for riding without stirrups. So, then we've got some other ones that it's like y'all thought Halloween was scary. Welcome to No Stirrup November. Some funny stuff, some pain, just like cries for help pain, you know, some videos, people already doing a good job out there jumping, taking their No Stirrup jump lessons. And then in some photographs from the evil trainers who have just like, can you imagine just coming out to the barn on going out to the barn on November 1st and your stirrups are gone? You don't know where they are. There's just a sign on the board from your trainer. It's just like,
I like the trainer that hung them up on like on the roof so nobody could reach them, and then put name tags on each one so they knew whose was whose.
Just cruel. Yeah. And it looks like they have like a little, it actually is pretty cute, even though you've got to ride around your indoor or whatever, when your stirrups are up there just taunting you.
That's right. They're laughing at you.
But it looks like they've got it. This is at Dana Hall. That's a Dana Hall school, which they have a great equestrian program. They've got, looks like little, everybody's got little merit boards. Like you can get a sticker or a check mark or something for how many rides you've done without. You get a sticker. I don't know. What'd you get for all those cash in all those stickers for? Maybe just get your stirrups back and you're happy.
A massage.
Yeah.
Massage, yeah.
Some Tylenol. I saw the one that I thought was impressive was from Central Coast Polo Club, posting pictures of their polo players riding without stirrups. That's got to be tough.
Because it seems like they've got to lean down.
Yep.
That seems like that could go real wrong.
You know what? Those are going to be the best damn polo players on the planet after this month.
Yeah.
I've decided to adopt it this month as well. I am not going to use stirrups while driving my pony this month. I'm with you guys.
We're not impressed.
I am going with you guys. I am there.
We are not that impressed.
Yeah.
Glenn.
Now, you guys also posted an article in Horse Nation
Hold on. Stop. We have how many pregnant auditors?
Oh, like
10 of them. Yeah. And a lot of pregnant listeners. How are they going to do No Stirrup November, ladies? You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to be like, no, I can't put my feet in those because it's No Stirrup November.
You got some other stirrups to put your feet in.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
A little while.
You can't use those this month. You cannot use those. You're going to have to be like, doctor, you're going to have to sort something else out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
it took me a minute,
Leslie. It took me a minute, too.
Glenn, don't visualize anything. Think about nothing. Go la, 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 la.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, are you doing it, Jamie?
Like I said, I just got two baby racehorses off the track. They're the only ones I can ride.
You're rain check.
Yeah, I'm rain check.
Yeah.
I'm rain check.
Well, as you know, I have a lifetime hall pass.
Yes. So. You do. You have, that's right. I forgot that you don't have to do. No,
I have a doctor's note. Indefinitely.
We have the pictures of why you have that pass. So
I think it was a doctor's note and she wrote perpetual.
Let's remind everybody why you have the pass for new listeners.
Well, during the Mongol Derby last year, one of the horses ran off with my stirrups. Well, with everything I owned, including my stirrups. And, I was able to get hooked up with a saddle and a bridle and a horse, but there was no stirrups on the stirrups to go with the saddle. So I had to ride, 26 miles, something like that, 30 miles without stirrups. So
at a gallop,
on a wild pony.
Yeah, all those details. So I'm excused. But I do ride without stirrups. I ride bareback quite a lot because sometimes I'm too lazy to put a saddle on. But
when you ride without stirrups, do you get like PTSD? It's like having flashbacks of Mongolia.
I think her pony's a little more well behaved, probably.
Yeah. A little more well behaved, yeah. Most of the time.
That's great. Well, Leslie, awesome. Thank you, guys. Horse Nation is where you can go to get all. You're not going to find any help from Leslie or I, or Glenn, really, for that matter.
No.
But there are people.
I ride without stirrups all the time.
That are with you.
Yes. And there is an article there, 6 ways to participate in No Stirrup November without creating sore back December. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's for your horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to me about that. How do we do that? Because that to me was my horse's main problem was me bouncing around on him.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Who suffers more? You or the horse, actually, when you think about it. It's a mutual suffering.
Hopefully. And so Kristen wrote this and she has some really good points. You know, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Like you don't have to, unless your trainer just physically hides your stirrups. The great thing about No Stirrup November is you can set your own rules. You can say I get to warm up with stirrups. I can start small, start with just a little goal and then take your stirrups back once you've accomplished that. And then move on to something bigger. So just, being smart, we don't want anybody to get, hurt out there. We don't want anybody's horses have to have extra trips to the chiropractor. Be smart, know your level of riding and what you're comfortable with. And you can, push yourself a little bit, but don't hurt
yourself.
Listen to your horse, listen to your body. Don't hurt yourself. yeah, we're supposed to be stronger, not broken at the end of this. So
I love that. I actually to Twitter and looked, did the hashtag, and there's a bunch of new ones up there. There's like 1,000 posts here. You really did start something. I love the one from Barn Manager. It has a picture of a guy crawling across the road, and it says, "Not drunk, just rode without stirrups yesterday."
Sounds about right. It gets easier. You guys hang in there. Hang in there.
I love this one. I've never been one to complain about no stirrup November, but I can't walk today.
Like I said, you can go back to this show last year and the year before and the year before and hear me completely hating Leslie. But now I don't have any son of horse ride.
Well, that's so funny. Anyway. Well, if you want some entertainment, just put that hashtag in Twitter. There's some funny pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely really check it out. Well, thank you, Leslie. We appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Leslie.
Bye.
Well, that is it for this for today. Thank you all for joining us on this new time. And of course, for those that listen recorded, it doesn't really matter to you. You're going to get it anyway. But for those that are listening live, we appreciate you stopping by. We had more people saying they were happy about it than they were sad about it.
I know. And you were freaking out. And like everybody seems okay with it.
So far, I'm happy about it.
Aside from me, I'm the only one not happy because now I have to wear a bra and commute.
Yeah, well, that's your internet problem more than anything. Hopefully you'll get that fixed and find some internet somewhere in Oklahoma. There's got to be something.
Something. Going to Starbucks. Y'all are going to hear the frother in the back next time.
Now, tomorrow it is Emily Day. So it is jumping day here. And Emily and Caroline will be back to answer your jumping questions. There is a post in the auditor page if you have any questions about jumping. I noticed you posted a couple things in there.
I did.
So because you're starting some new horses in jumping. So they'll be talking about that tomorrow, getting horses started, because that's what they both specialize in. So that'll be on tomorrow's show. And then Wednesday, Jamie will be back. But remember, it is 10 o'clock from now on. So keep that in mind. And you can listen live on our app as well. Don't forget to download the Horse Radio Network app. I also wanted to mention that the second episode of the brand new Clicker Show, Equine Clicker 101, is out. So if you enjoyed the first episode, you'll find the second episode to play with your horse with, and homework assignments and all of that. The lesson is up. So you'll find that on all of your podcast players. Just search for Equine Clicker 101. That's it. That's all I got.
You did good. Good job. Good job, boss. Way to go. Spay, neuter, gelb. Have a great day. Glenn loves it when I call him boss.
Yeah, I love that. I'm married. I know I'm not boss.